Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in time for KER Report. No more politics. Now we're talking about things that are going to make you, hopefully, a better person. Not that you guys need to be made better people. I know most of you pretty well from all the interactions that I've had with all of you on the blog, what, 100, 200 comments every weekend. But what, I'm switching a little bit away from politics because it's a subject that, try hard as I might, I never could really understand it. Never could understand why a lot of people felt the way they did. I got really lucky. One of my publicists, a lady who lives down in San Diego, suggested I chat since I'm making this rather major jump into an area of self-improvement. She suggested I talk with a gentleman, Curtis Morley. Curtis is a serial entrepreneur. He's an educator. He's a speaker, a thought leader, patent holder, inventor, businessman, and a coach. He's a founder of his own company, founder and CEO of a company called The Entrepreneur's Paradox, and he's a director of the CalArt Initiative on Technology, which is at the University of Utah. No small institution, for lack of better terms. This guy knows what he's talking about. I'm going to let him tell you a little bit about it and a little bit about his organization, and he can be of service to you. Curtis, you're on, sir.
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk today. And yeah, I'm really excited to talk about the upcoming book called The Entrepreneur's Paradox. And the reason I wanted to write this book is because I have started multiple companies in my life. And through those companies, specifically the first two, I made every mistake possible in building a business. And some of them I didn't just make once, I made twice or three times. And there was a point where I realized there's a better way to do business. There's a better way to do all of this. And so as I continued to run different businesses, I started to look at the process. And so I started to look at other people, friends and peers that were also starting businesses. And it started to dawn on me that we were all experiencing very similar problems. And not only very similar problems, but we were experiencing them at very similar times throughout our business. And it made me really think, you know what, there is a better way, and I've got to figure this out. And so my purpose in writing the book is to help entrepreneurs take their business to the next level. And I've got a really audacious goal. I want to help 1 million entrepreneurs around the country and around the world.
How many?
1 million. 1 million entrepreneurs.
Curtis, that's a big number.
It's a really big number. And right now in the U.S., there's 33 million currently registered entrepreneurs in the United States. And you know, globally, that number expands dramatically. But it's a huge number. And I say, go big or go home. I really want to make an impact in the world, and I know I can with this book and with the principles that I've learned through my own mistakes, but then also through being able to coach and mentor other entrepreneurs and starting to see the patterns that have developed. And that's what I write about in the book, The Entrepreneur's Paradox.
Curtis, let me ask you a question. Now, one of the reasons that I did okay in my career is I read every self-improvement book that was ever put on the market. I actually spent I spent about 5 years getting my education, which included a couple of master's degrees and also and an MBA, which is obviously a master's. But during that time, Curtis, I read everything that Norman Vincent Peale ever wrote. I read everything that Napoleon Hill, all of those guys ever wrote. Million books out there, and every one of them helped me. How's your book, The Entrepreneur's Paradox, different from the rest of the books that are out there right now?
I'm really glad you asked that, because The Entrepreneur's Paradox, it focuses on the two pieces of entrepreneurship. There's really two cores to any startup business. And that's the business itself, and then that's the entrepreneur. So the first piece is the business, second is the entrepreneur. And the book bridges the gap between the two. It's half a book about how to get the business to where it needs to go, and half the book is on helping the entrepreneur themselves to become the leader to take their business to the next level. Because it does take an evolution. It takes a progression, and in sometimes it takes a complete personality reboot to be able to take that next step with the business. And that's what I focus on in the book.
You know, you mentioned one thing, I guess I should say your publicist mentioned one thing, and that is something that I learned years and years ago is the fact of the matter is if you want to be successful, you need to work smart, not harder. Working smarter, not harder, is the goal of most of the people who comprise your audience. You wrote this book to help entrepreneurs create explosive growth in your business. What's the number one call to action for these people? The number one tip?
Yeah. If I were to say the starting point is that, you know, I talked in the book about, in the book, The Entrepreneur's Paradox, about how a lot of people, they'll be in the normal world, they'll be in the real world, which consists of waking up every morning, going to the day job, meeting the boss, sitting down at the computer, typing away, going home and doing the same thing over and over. And every now and then, that person will take a trip over to Entrepreneur Island, and they'll dip their toes in the water, they'll play in the sand, they'll get this exhilarating rush and say, man, that was great.
Yep.
And some of us, we get the crazy wild hair idea that, you know what, I want to actually move to Entrepreneur Island. And we do. We set up shop on the beach. We pull in some great fish. We're chopping coconuts down. We're building sandcastles. We're having the best time of our lives. And as we're sitting on the beach looking out as the waves are rolling in, all of a sudden we look behind us because we hear a noise, and we see an alligator crawling out of the bushes behind us. And we're thinking, holy cow, I've got to protect everything I've built here. So we jump on that alligator, we start wrestling. And day after day, we wake up and we
see new alligators. You, my friend, are a much braver man than I am, jumping on an alligator. Of course, then again, you don't have a lot of alligators down in Utah.
This is true.
Yeah.
Not many alligators. And so the alligators represent the things that we didn't anticipate, the things that are outside of what we were thinking this business would be. And if you look at how most people get started with their business, they're typically really skilled, really talented, or have an amazing idea, and they're kind of the best in the world at what they do. And because of that, they say, well, if I'm this good at what I do, and if so many people want what I do, well, then of course I need to start a business. And what they don't realize is that building a product or building a service has nothing to do with building a business. They're two very different functions. And the paradox that is the entrepreneur's paradox, which is what I wrote the book about, is that the very thing that gets people into business, that skill or that talent for building this amazing product or service, is actually the very thing that will prevent them from succeeding. And breaking out of that paradox is what's crucial in being able to take the business to the next level.
Well, we particularly have challenges right now in the sense that kids are graduating from universities. The employment rate for recent university graduates right now is pretty low. So you got to be pretty sharp if you want to do it on your own, as I did and as you obviously have done. I want to talk about that a little bit. We got to take a real quick commercial break here, Mr. Morley, and going to be right back. I have a couple of what I think are very important questions for you. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. I'm going to be right back.